Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual liberty. And today is the 10th of July, 2010. It's good to have you joining us. We've had quite a hot spell here in southern Michigan the last week or two, and it's been on 100 degrees certain days, and I don't know how many days that has been. We were supposed to get some rain, and we actually had one day that it actually rained a little bit, and that was on Thursday, and I thought we were supposed to get some today, but it just never really materialized. So things are starting to dry out a little bit. Lawn is starting to turn brown a little bit, and, you know, the gardens have to be watered and, more importantly, de-weeded. Seems like, you know, what is it about, those of you that are into gardening, maybe you can relate to this. I kind of wonder what is it about weeds that they seem to be a lot more durable than your plants. You ever notice that? It seems like no matter how dry it gets, the weeds never seem to die. But you have to always water the plants. But anyway, so that's, you know, that's the weather report. Very warm, very muggy, and a lot of mosquitoes. Of course, we live in mosquito country here in southern Michigan. Anyway, enough banter. You know, the sustainable development nonsense has gotten so ridiculous now, ladies and gentlemen. For years they've been talking about running out of spaces, out of precious land, you know, to bury dead people. This is a problem because they don't want living human beings to take up any space. And they don't want dead human beings to take up space. See, it's all a waste. When you get to the point in your environmental rhetoric that human beings are no longer to be cherished, human life and the legacy of that life, which is the gravesite, really. It's the place where people can go to remember and reflect upon the life that was there, that was near and dear to them. That grave site, it's the place the family can go. It's the only monument on earth to that individual that's left, is the place where they're buried. But when you get away from valuing and cherishing human life, when you think, in accordance with the sustainable development doctrine, that human beings are of no more value than maybe a sand flea or a jumping mouse or some other rodent, you lose sight of a lot of things. And now we have a situation in Belgium, which I'm going to tell you about after the break. It's just remarkable. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. Before the break, I was just starting to tell you a little bit about what's going on now in Belgium in the name of environmental sustainability. This comes from the Daily Mail out of the UK, the dated July 8th, just 2 days ago. It could hardly be said to be the most dignified of send-offs. See, what they're planning on doing over there right now, ladies and gentlemen, is burning, you know, basically chemically dissolving bodies, chemically dissolving their dead, and washing them down the drain. When I read this story, I don't know, this profoundly disturbs me. And I think the reason is because this is the degree to which we have devalued human life now. And yes, I realize the body is an empty shell. They really, you know, once the soul is gone, the body is an empty shell, and you know, but we've, as a society, we've valued certain things. There are certain things that we have deemed to be sacred. And it seems to me, the more and more we encroach upon this new era of environmental sustainability, the less and less things that we have left to cherish. And I really believe that we are losing our humanity. I really believe that we are in the process, you know, of forfeiting everything that makes us human beings. They say it could hardly be said to be the most dignified of send-offs. Undertakers in Belgium plan to eschew traditional burials and cremations and start dissolving corpses instead. The move is intended to tackle a lack of burial space and environmental concerns as 573 pounds of carbon dioxide are released by each cremated corpse. Okay? So in the name of preserving carbon dioxide, which we need in our environment, which helps the plants, they don't want cremation either. Now, lest you fall into this nonsense about, well, you know, we have a lack of burial space, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that all over the world, acres and acres, hectares of land is being put off limits to human habitation and human use. Okay? And also, if you in situations where you do have a lack of burial space, there are real solutions that you can do. You can build mausoleums. You can build buildings underground if you need to, or above ground to accommodate burial space. Okay? So there are real solutions to this. Anyway, they say under the process known as resomation, bodies are treated in a steel chamber with potassium hydroxide at high pressure and a temperature of 180 degrees Celsius or 350 degrees Fahrenheit. The raised pressure and temperature mean the body reaches a similar endpoint as in standard cremation, just bones left to be crushed up in 2 to 3 hours. 6 states in America have passed legislation to allow resomation, and the Scottish company behind the technology says it is in talks to allow the process in the UK. Although the ashes can be recycled in waste systems, the residue from the process can also be put in urns and handed over to relatives of the dead like normal ashes from crematorial farewells. Resomation Limited was formed in East Glasgow in 2007 and has been in talks with the UK government about using the technology in Britain. The company says on its website the process needs to be approved in each country and or state before resomation can take place. In the UK, discussions have already been held with the relevant ministers and departments within Whitehall, in order to progress the use of resomation in the UK. Elsewhere across the globe, this is a work in progress. Sandy Sullivan, founder of the resomation company, said resomation offers a new innovative approach, which uses less energy and emits significantly less greenhouse gases than cremation. I'm getting a lot of requests from families, and we hope it will become legal in Scotland within a year. Burial space is running out, and I have lots of people contact me whose loved ones have chosen resomation. I'm trying to skip down here, and I think I'm going to leave that there. Anyway, they're talking about, and this is the final paragraph here. They say the liquid can be recycled back to the ecosystem by being applied to a memorial garden or forest or simply put into the sewage system. So this is how we are valuing our dead, ladies and gentlemen. And the beat goes on. I want to go ahead and go to the phone lines. John in Tennessee is on the line. If you'd like to call in, I have a lot of information to cover, but you're certainly welcome to call in. We have the first 2 hours here to cover information and take phone calls. And then in the last hour, we should be joined by Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. John, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Darren. I thought that's where it was going. I was actually online switching around when you were talking about the reclamation. You know, that's an interesting word, Darren. That means that they're going to reclaim it.
Actually, yeah, it's called resomation.
For what purpose?
John, it's resomation.
Pardon me?
It's called resomation, R-E-S. O-M-A-T-I-O-N.
Oh, I thought you were saying reclamation. Anyway,
you know, we have come to a brave new world where we're talking about literally dissolving human bodies. No, absolutely no respect for the dead at all. I mean, it's bad enough to me to think about cremation, although, like you said, the body is empty. But I wonder how many of these people would willingly dissolve the bodies of their kids or their parents or even themselves.
Well, they say they have a lot of people that are requesting it, you know. I don't know who these people are.
Well, I think we're entering into an area of post-humanism, you know, where they're considering we're going beyond humanity of man. I think it yes, if you could get him on, would be Francis Fukuyama, a transhumanist. I'm sure that he would, well, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that he'd be happy to come on the radio program and explain transhumanism to people. This is where they want to go. And what other country, what better country in the world to begin than Belgium? You know, that's a financial capital of the world is Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's almost to the point where it's left me speechless, Darren. I mean, we you know, I sent you some things this morning. I don't know whether or not you got them, but
no,
they're you didn't get the audio that I sent you on your cell phone.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, what it is Henry Kissinger talking about Obama and how what a perfect individual he is to bring about this new world order. This is where they want to go. We are no more than human cattle. They're our mm-hmm. farmers. And when we're done, they're going to dispose of it. I wouldn't be surprised, Darren, if they didn't come up with a need or some kind of a human bone meal in feed as a source of protein. I mean, or it wouldn't surprise me at all to find out, even now, that we're, you know, that this organically laboratory grown meat is actually ourselves. I mean, I know it sounds absurd, but things are becoming so strange that they're mingling plant and animal DNA right now. I was reading an article where they're taking human DNA and putting it in rice.
Yes.
And planting the rice and feeding it to people in Africa to prevent malaria. So we're yes. doing this chimera garbage right now, and 99% of the public is unaware that it's happening. I wonder how many of these people would eat that rice.
That's exactly what I was just going to mention that, actually, when you were talking about that, because I remember talking about that on the show when that news first came out. They are genetically modifying rice to contain human DNA. And I remember when that first came out, thinking about that, and I posed the question to the listening audience at the time, if they are genetically modifying rice to contain human DNA, does that not mean we're cannibals if we eat it? I mean, I don't know, eating human DNA, at what point do you become a cannibal when you are eating human?
Well, not only that, what if they have taken it to the point, Darren, and gone one step farther, and they are genetically modifying every individual on Earth, not on some sort of a predetermined list to be purebreds or a blue blood. And if they're incrementally drugging and doping and changing your genetic structure and making you a different creature than you believe yourself to be without your knowledge. I'll leave it at that, but I call it incremental pharmacology.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous.
Well,
and
we're losing our humanity, John. Thanks for the call there, bud. Appreciate it. Folks, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'll have some other information. Paul sent me a bill, HR 5101, the Wildlife Corridors Conservation Act, in Congress right now. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. I'm going to dispense with the music in the interest of time. Lots to cover. H.R. 5101 is currently in Congress right now. Paul sent me this bill, and I appreciate it, Paul, if you're listening. It's the Wildlife Corridors Conservation Act of 2010, ladies and gentlemen. Building on the other environmental stuff we were talking about before the break in the first couple of segments of the show, here we have another piece of insanity that is designed to get you off the land and put the little critters ahead of you and your freedom. This is a bill. It's currently in committee, by the way, to expand the science and stewardship of America's most important wildlife corridors. It says be enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled. This act may be cited as the Wildlife Corridors Conservation Act of 2010. Section 2, National Fish and Wildlife Habitat and Corridors Information Program. They say establishment. Within 6 months after the date of enactment of this act, the Secretary of the Interior, in cooperation with the states and Indian tribes, shall establish a National Fish and Wildlife Habitat and Corridors Information Program in accordance with the requirements of this section. Purpose. The purpose of this program is to, number one, support states and Indian tribes in the development of a geographic information system database of fish and wildlife habitat corridors that would inform planning and development decisions within each state and Indian tribe, enable each state and Indian tribe to model climate impacts and adaptation, and provide geographically specific enhancements of state and tribal wildlife action plans. Number two, ensure the collaborative development with the states and Indian tribes of a comprehensive National Geographic Information System database of maps, models, data, surveys, informational products, and other geospatial information regarding fish and wildlife habitat and corridors that A, is based on consistent protocols for sampling and mapping across landscapes that take into account regional differences, and B, that utilizes 1, existing and planned state and tribal-based geographic information system databases, and 2, existing databases, analytical tools, metadata activities, and other information products available through the National Biological Information Infrastructure maintained by the Secretary and non-governmental organizations. Who's going to pay for all this, ladies and gentlemen? You know, we're a bankrupt country, as we're going to talk to Bob Chapman in the third hour, and we're going to hear more about our bankruptcy. We're constantly reminded all around us. As states, we have 46 states or something like that on the verge of bankruptcy. We have layoffs going on all over the place with the schools, with government. Well, government seems to be growing pretty rapidly. But state governments aren't doing so well. We have turmoil all around us economically. And yet, the policy on Capitol Hill is to spend, and come up with new information, new ways to get you off the land. And this is just another example of that. Existing and planned state and tribal-based geographic information system databases. 2, existing databases, analytical tools, metadata activities, and other information products available through the National Biological Information Infrastructure maintained by the Secretary and non-governmental organizations. Public-private partnerships, ladies and gentlemen. Public-private partnerships. Number 3, facilitate the use of such databases by federal, state, local, and tribal decision-makers to incorporate qualitative and quantitative information on fish and wildlife habitat and corridors at the earliest possible stage to A, prioritize and target natural resources, adaptation, strategies, and activities, B, avoid, minimize, and mitigate impacts on fish and wildlife habitat corridors and siting energy development, water, transmission, transportation, and other land use projects. C, assess the impacts of existing development on habitats and corridors, and D, develop management strategies to enhance the ability of native fish, wildlife, and plant species to migrate or respond to shifting habitats within existing habitats and corridors. All this is going on, by the way, while our Gulf is being poisoned, ladies and gentlemen. They are pouring toxic Corexit, apparently with the blessing of the Obama administration, which is the administration that was favored by these same people that pushed the environmental nonsense. This is their guy, evidently. And, you know, it just makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Habitat and Corridors Information System, they say, Section C. They say, in general, the Secretary, in cooperation with the states and Indian tribes, shall develop a habitat and corridors information system. Contents. The system shall, A, include maps, data, and descriptions of fish and wildlife habitat and corridors that have been developed by federal agencies, state wildlife agencies, and natural heritage programs, Indian tribes, local governments, non-governmental organizations, and industry. I got to take a break. I'm going to continue this on the other side of the break. I think this is important. Right now, HR 5101. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks. As we continue on here, before the break, I was talking to you about H.R. 5101. This is a bill that's currently pending in Congress right now. It's called the Wildlife Corridors Conservation Act of 2010. This, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is an implementation of the rewilding project and the corridor that is designed to be a wildlife corridor on the, mostly the western part of the United States, from the Yellowstone to the Yukon. In fact, the New York Times talked about this on December 2nd of 2004. There was an article there called For Wildlife with Wanderlust, Their Own Highway. And it says, a corridor of the wild through the high country of North America, Yellowstone to Yukon, has long been a dream of environmentalists and biologists who say that grizzly bears, elk, wolves, and other four-legged commuters need help in looking for mates or new habitats. The great national parks of the West, they say, are becoming genetically isolated islands cut off by development, urbanization, and their ever-present iconic symbol, the barbed wire fence. But in places like Orvando, Montana, on a patchwork of public and private lands and through a tangle of human motivations that often have little to do with saving the planet, the wild roam north along the spine of the Northern Rockies is becoming reality. Conservation and government groups say most of the 150 miles or so from here to the Canadian border, called the crown of the continent, is now largely protected through land buying and conservation agreements with private owners. In December, the Nature Conservancy of Canada is expected to lock in the northern anchor 98,000 acres just over the border in British Columbia that a forestry company has agreed to sell. Anyway, I'm not going to read the whole article. That was from 2004. The plan has moved forward since then, and this has been going on for a very, very long time, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So, but the idea is, and their argument is, that we are fragmenting nature. The human activity in the building of urban centers and houses and, you know, private land ownership, folks. It's fragmenting, it's disconnecting nature from itself, and this is why nature is suffering. Okay? Never mind the fact that many people who have private property maintain their private property a whole lot better than the federal government ever did. In fact, the vast majority of the wildfires happen on national park land. Okay? Just to give you an example of that. And how much of nature is preserved when it goes up in smoke into a fiery ash. This is the thing that just kills me about all this. You know, they talk about the spotted owl. Well, how well off is the spotted owl going to be when it's burned to a nice feathery crisp? Anyway, back to HR 5101. They say they're and I need to back up here to give you a sense of what we're talking about here. The system shall B, include maps and descriptions of projected shifts in habitats and corridors of fish and wildlife species in response to climate change. C, assure data quality and make the data models and analyses included in the system available as scales useful to decision makers. One, to prioritize and target natural resource adaptation strategies and activities. Two, to assess the impacts of proposed energy development, water, transmission, transportation, and other land use projects, and avoid, minimize, and mitigate those impacts on habitats and corridors. Three, to assess the impacts of existing development on habitats and corridors. In other words, more and more and more land restrictions, folks. More and more and more development restrictions to the point where you're not able to use anything. It is literally going to be a hell of bureaucracy, even more than we have now. Four, to develop management strategies to enhance the ability of fish, wildlife, and plant species to migrate or respond to shifting habitats within existing habitats and corridors. D, establish a coordinated process for updating maps and other information as landscapes, habitats, corridors, and wildlife populations change, or as other information becomes available. Now, where is this information going to come from, ladies and gentlemen? The Nature Conservancy, the World Wildlife Fund, all these other special environmental interests? I mean, already we have these public-private partnerships, as we've covered with Jim Beers, in the last week or two, that these wildlife groups, these organizations, these extremists that don't really care about management of anything, what they really are about is the political control and the curtailment of human beings. It's a political agenda under the banner, under the disguise, under the mask of environmentalism and conservationism. So we're going to incorporate a whole lot more of that if this bill is passed. But keep in mind, and I'm spending a lot of time on this, more than I plan to do, but folks, I want you to understand something. This is a federal bill, okay? Federal legislation, it cannot take effect in the states unless the states allow it to happen. And this is why I'm spending so much time on this, because you can sit there and say, well, you know, what do we do about it? It's a federal bill. Well, there's a lot you can do about this. You can stop it at a state level. It can be killed at a state level. So this does not have to be a foregone conclusion. And if people will not take a stand against the encroachments, the fight against your private property rights,
If you won't stand up for your land rights, if we lose the land, folks, we lose it all. Because you cannot have individual freedom, you cannot have liberty without private land ownership and control. And it's massively under attack today. So they say, encourage the development of collaborative plans by federal and state agencies. What does that mean? That means doling out money to your state government, folks. That's how they encourage collaborative plans. Pay your state government to implement this, even as they tried to do with NAIS, and we have an update on that as well. And Indian tribes to monitor and evaluate the efficacy of the system to meet the needs of decision-makers. F, to identify gaps in habitat and corridor information, mapping, and research that should be addressed to fully understand and assess current data and metadata, and to prioritize research and future data collection activities for use in updating the system and provide support for those activities. G, include mechanisms to support collaborative research, mapping, and planning of habitats and corridors by federal and state agencies, Indian tribes, and other interested stakeholders. H, incorporate biological and geospatial data on species and corridors affected by energy development and transmission plans, including renewable energy initiatives, transportation, and other land use plans. I, it needs to be based on the scientific information of the best scientific information available. What does that mean? Grant-funded scientific information, ladies and gentlemen. They'll cook the books whatever way they want through the use of grants. J, identify, prioritize, and describe key parcels of non-federal land located within the boundaries of units of the National Park System, National Wildlife Refuge System, National Forest System, or National Grassland System that are critical to maintenance of wildlife habitat and migration corridors. Okay, D, financial and other support. The Secretary may provide support to the states and Indian tribes, including financial and technical assistance for activities that support the development and implementation of the system. Coordination. The Secretary, in cooperation with the states and Indian tribes, shall make recommendations on how the information developed in the system may be incorporated into existing relevant state and federal plans affecting fish and wildlife, including land management plans, the state comprehensive wildlife conservation strategies, and appropriate tribal conservation plans to ensure that they, one, prevent unnecessary habitat fragmentation and disruption of corridors, two, promote the landscape connectivity necessary to allow wildlife to move as necessary to meet biological needs, adjust to shifts in habitat. In other words, wherever they say the wildlife is or wherever they want to introduce the wildlife, even as they have the wolves, guess what happens to your private property, folks? So adjust to shifts in habitat and adapt to climate change, whatever that means. It means whatever they want it to mean. And three, minimize the impacts of energy, development, water, transportation, and transmission projects and other activities expected to impact habitat and corridors. All right, I want to skip the definitions because that's, you know, and by the way, if you want to read this, you can go to opencongress.org and type in their search engine, HR 5101. There's a lot here. I'm not going to read this whole thing. They talk about additional provisions regarding Indian tribes. I'll skip that section. Section 4, Wildlife Corridors Stewardship and Protection Program. They say, in general, subject to paragraph 2, the Secretary of the Interior shall transfer amounts in the Wildlife Corridor Stewardship and Protection Fund established by this section without further act of appropriation to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation for use of the foundation by the foundation to establish and implement a Wildlife Corridors Stewardship and Protection Grant Program, and there you have it, in accordance with this section to fund projects to advance information, wildlife corridor stewardship, and protection. Administrative expenses. We'll skip that as well. I don't know how much more of this I'm going to read. Section 5, Wildlife Corridor Management on Public Lands. Section 6, National Forest System Resource Planning. Section 7, Transportation Programs. It says accommodation of wildlife movement as a condition of the receipt of federal assistance for a highway construction project under Title 23, United States Code. The Secretary of Transportation may ensure that a state or other recipient of such assistance gives the accommodation of wildlife movement full consideration. So your highway funds are going to be contingent upon implementing the program, ladies and gentlemen, just like they do in a lot of other cases, forcing the federal mandates upon the states. During the development and construction of the project as it relates to improving motorist safety, reducing wildlife mortality on highways, and providing ecological connectivity to support population viability and other wildlife conservation objectives. Specific conditions. In carrying out subsection A, the Secretary shall ensure that a state or other recipient of assistance under Title 23 United States Code considers incorporating wildlife crossings. You remember those wildlife bridges we talked about? This is a federal bill. Considers incorporating wildlife crossings in any highway construction project carried out using such assistance and incorporates wildlife crossings in the project if appropriate. Number two, provides to the Secretary a statement of reasons explaining the extent of wildlife crossings to be included in such highway construction projects or why wildlife crossings are not appropriate. And three, utilizes the best available commercial and scientific data, grants, in making determinations on incorporating wildlife crossings in such highway construction projects. Then they go on to talk about agricultural conservation programs. A special rule involving payments for foregone income. Special rule involving payments for foregone income in determining the amount and rate of payments under Section 2B, the Secretary may accord great significance to the practice that, as determined by the Secretary, promotes residue management, nutrient management, air quality management, invasive species management. And keep in mind what Jim Beers said about invasive species. What's an invasive species? Anything they say it is. Something that they think is there that shouldn't be there. Or that they say is there. It doesn't even have to be there. They can just say it's there. And it's not really there. That's what an invasive species is. Pollinator habitat, animal carcass management technology, pest management, or wildlife corridor management. I read the vast majority of this bill. I'm going to leave that there. If you want to read the entire thing until you're nauseous, you can do that. OpenCongress.org, type in HR 5101. Anyway, moving along here, there's a number of other things going on. I mentioned earlier that we would have an NAIS update as well. The National Animal Identification System has been defunded, we're told now. But keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, they only take down one program to resurrect and implement another. These are the games that they play. Judith McGeary from the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance sends this. House committee cuts funding for NAIS, but the public meetings show continuing problems. They are now utilizing, by the way, the Delphi technique in these meetings now because they had such opposition to the NAIS when they had their USDA Animal Health Plant and Inspection Service listening sessions. That now they don't want to listen. they got tired of listening. Now they're just wanting to just get it done. Now they're trying to dialogue people into consensus. Anyway, Judith McGeary says the House Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee has cut all funding for animal ID in the 2011 appropriations bill. The subcommittee rejected USDA's request for $14.2 million for fiscal year 2011. She says, remember that this is just the first step in the appropriations process and the funding could be reinstated later. The chairman of the subcommittee, Congresswoman DeLauro, stated, quote, we have spent over $147 million on this program since 2004. And 6 years later, we still have not seen a clear plan from USDA on successful implementation, even after they shifted to a more fragmented system in 2010. Okay, I got to take a break here. When we come back from the break, we will continue with this, and also I got Lee in Georgia on the line. And your phone calls are welcome as well, folks. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Before the break, we were talking about the NAIS and its successor, and now we are being told that Congresswoman DeLauro has become disillusioned, supposedly, with the program, and they have defunded it. Now, keep in mind, as Judith McGeary points out, this is just a tactic, folks. This is just a tactic. This is just something that they're doing to leverage in the system that they're trying to put into place. See, if they don't get their way, they just step back a few, they take a step back and two steps forward. This is the way they've always done things. So So we can't rest on our laurels anytime we see anything. All this means is that we've been effective at curtailing the program, but liberty requires eternal vigilance. And we have to stay at it, we have to stay involved in the fight. And once again, just like that wildlife corridors bill, this NAIS can be stopped at the state level. If the states would reject these programs, it cannot be implemented. And that's why, really, the states are something that people ignore. Everybody wants to focus on the federal government. But the states have the authority to say, no, no way, we're not going to do this. But they're not going; these critters are not going to do this until the people come out and demand that they do it that way. So anyway, Congresswoman DeLauro stated, we have spent over $147 million on this program since 2004, and 6 years later we have still not seen a clear plan from the USDA on successful implementation, even after they shifted to a more fragmented system in 2010. We do not feel it is a good use of resources to fund NAIS until the agency develops a clear plan for a mandatory system, okay, a mandatory system with measurable goals, long-term funding levels, and a plan for successful implementation. Do you see? That's the goal. And that's been the goal all along with this thing. Now, Judith continues, she says, we agree that Congress should not spend any more taxpayer dollars on this program, but the answer is not to create a mandatory program as DeLauro seeks to do. Rather, Congress and USDA should refocus the agency on preventative measures and to protect animal health. In the meantime, USDA has now held 5 public meetings on its new animal traceability framework. These meetings are much more controlled and government-dominated than last year's listening sessions on NAIS. The agenda for each of these sessions calls for questions to be answered only at the end of the meeting. After the participants, now listen to this, folks, after the participants are broken out into tables to provide input. Can you say Delphi technique, listeners? Can you say dialoguing people into consensus? This is the way they do it. They break people up into little groups, and each group has its own facilitator, and they try to marginalize the people who are in opposition, trying to make them look uncredible or non-credible, make them look like hot-headed blowhards or whatever. These trained facilitators are designed, that's what they do. They try to profile people and deal with the opposition. That's exactly what this whole thing is about. So they say, she says, at each breakout table, there are several USDA and state agency staff guiding the conversation. And since the breakout group's discussions are not in the record, only a brief report at the end of the session is recorded. Many comments are simply lost in the process. As a result, many comments that are opposed to the USDA's plans get screened out. All right, I'm going to take the top of the hour break, and when we come back, we'll go ahead and take Lee in Georgia. We also have Melody in Colorado. We'll get to you as well. And your phone calls, if you want to jump on board, we have open lines, folks. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back with hour two after the top of the hour. Stay with us. With